Dogs heal. Dogs are uncomplicated. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Dogs heal. Dogs are uncomplicated. Oh my goodness, yes. They are uncomplicated. They are so wonderful. They are so reasonable. They just love themselves. And when a dog has a need, he just sort of rolls up and rolls up into himself, and he takes care of it. We can do the same thing, but we don't know it. Dogs do these things so uncomplicatedly, so beautifully, because it's their nature. They listen to their inner nature. Their inner nature says, hey, you've been pushing pretty hard on that. Now relax. Let it go, and let right action in you take care of it. Let who you are really take care of it. You are always whole. You are always wonderful. And the dog will sometimes lick a wound, and he'll lick it right to his foot. It's his nature to do that. But when his nature is in balance, he only licks sufficiently to clean the wound or to take care of the condition gently, and then he lets it alone. Then he has that ability to turn off the interest he has in that condition so that it can heal itself, so it can take care of itself. Dogs have this naturally, and humans have this too. But humans haven't learned not to stop licking. They haven't learned to let go and let their inner wisdom, their inner genius, their inner healing technique take over. Should we, as humans, learn to follow the way of the dog, the way of the dog in normal conditions? We follow the way in abnormal conditions where we keep licking until we hurt ourselves. In following it in normal conditions, we just lick it to cleanse it and then leave it alone and let the spittle, let the vibrations of our mouth, let the condition of our body take care of itself in perfect divine right order. Now, we have this ability. We have this ability, and we become so sophisticated with our pills and with all the other things we do that we forget to let nature do its thing. Now, many of the internet healing people are coming up with healing agencies that come from different countries and different places. And they forget that these healing agencies are used by these primitive natures, these primitive tribes, as the first end. The healing nature is used as the healing end, the herb or whatever it is that they find, and they put on their wound. And then they forget the second part. The second part is that the people take their attention away from the injury. They won't let the injury slow them down. They won't let the injury make them feel that they are invalid, that they're a cripple. They get up and move. Now, doctors today are learning a little bit from that. In the early days, doctors would always say, get to bed after you have a baby and rest. And the doctors in the hospital in recent years were always having women in bed after they had a baby. And yet, in early days, the women had a baby, and they were on their feet almost instantly afterwards, going about their work. Sometimes there were complications, but normally there were not complications. Normally, things worked out just as smooth as silk. Normally, they worked out like a dog. They heal themselves. They're uncomplicated. They go through their experiences in beautiful, wonderful ways that allow them to be themselves and enjoy life. This is how we are, too. When we have an illness, when we have a condition about our body, about our mind, about our experiences that distresses us, if we can say, I am ideal wholeness, if we can use that as our healing agency, like the dog uses its tongue as its healing agency, and the saliva from its tongue heals in many ways, yet the saliva is perhaps very impure, but yet it's a very healing agency. The kiss of a mother is very impure on the wound of a child, but it kisses, it heals the child, because there is something about it. There is something beyond what we can see, touch, feel, hear, and know. It is something beyond that, and it perhaps is like our ideal affirmation. I am ideal wholeness. Now, I'm not whole and perfect. I'm not wonderful. I do not live in my ideal body. I do not have everything going for me as perfectly as I'd like, because outwardly I'm demonstrating some things that are not perfect. But yet when I say I am ideal wholeness, it causes me to let go of the healing activity. It causes me to let go of all those things that made me feel I had to get in there and do something about it, and let the healing agent within me, that agency within me, that purity within me, let that function in its ideal way. Dogs heal. Dogs are uncomplicated. They let go and let these things happen. Now, dogs can have everything very distressful, very difficult, very unhappy, and many times this is found to be the case. And yet, they come back. When they come back with love, when they come back with recognizing that the people around them expect them to be whole and perfect, that the other dogs around them expect them to be whole and perfect. Oh, it's true. The runt sometimes is pushed out of the nest so that the mother will not have to feed a cripple. But more often than not, the mother takes care of that cripple. The mother takes care of that fledgling that hasn't quite made it like the rest of them did for whatever reason. If you begin to say, I am ideal wholeness, I am ideal wholeness. You can say I'm ideal health. You can say I am ideal in all ways. But when you say I am ideal wholeness, it's like the saliva of the dog. It gets onto whatever the condition may be and reveals it as being whole, as being healed, as being right action now. If you say I am healed, then you are saying there's an action of healing going on. But when you say, I am ideal wholeness, you are saying that the condition of wholeness, the condition of right action in my body of life and affairs, the condition of right beingness, wholeness, is active in me now. And every time I say, I am ideal wholeness, I no longer think about what the problem may be. I no longer think about what the conditions may be that make me less than whole. I only think I am ideal wholeness. I am the mother's kiss that made things all right and perfect. The mother's kiss that ignores the appearance, and with all her heart she says, wholeness, wholeness, wholeness. Go out and play now. I am ideal wholeness. Go out and play now. I am ideal wholeness. Go out and play now. Dogs heal themselves. They go out and play. They go out and get active in life, and they do not allow anything to disturb them or limit them or in any way take them down. You and I have that ability within us by saying to ourselves, I am ideal wholeness. And the more often you say, I am ideal wholeness, the more often you experience ideal wholeness. Make ideal wholeness your reality, your life, your world, and all that you are right now. And watch what happens to you. Watch what happens, how your life, instead of being something that is difficult, that is unpleasant, that has problems, like the dog that heals itself, you will find that saying I am ideal wholeness heals yourself now beautifully and perfectly. I love you. I love you. I love you. I like you, I like you, I like you. I like me, I like me, I like me. I love me, I love me, I love me. And know that it is so, for it is so. Have a good day.